The online ProPublica news agency reports British Petroleum's extensive network of oil and gas pipelines on Alaska's North Slope has deteriorated to the point where severe corrosion poses a significant safety risk. A recent internal BP investigation found that 148 pipelines in Alaska received failing grades and indicated that 80% of pipeline walls had corroded and might rupture. Moreover, current BP workers charged that the oil giant's fire and gas warning systems are not reliable. BP's Alaska spokesman Steve Reinhart says the rash of F-ranked inspection reports did not create an immediate safety hazard. In 2006, two major oil leaks from corroded pipelines in Prudhoe Bay shut down oil supplies to the continental United States, effectively shutting down 8% of the U.S. domestic oil supply. Photographs taken this summer by BP workers in the same area showed sagging and rusting pipes, with some sinking into melting permafrost. In 2007, BP had a $195 million maintenance budget for its Alaska operations. Aging safety equipment like gas detectors worries current BP workers. 3 years ago, a giant turbine used to compress gas caught fire at a BP facility after an oil hose ruptured. A follow-up investigation by Alaska authorities discovered the fire and gas detectors were turned off at the time of the fire. Thailand has extradited accused Russian arms trafficker Victor Boot to the United States to face charges that he conspired to sell shoulder-fired missiles to the rebel group, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. Boot was arrested in Bangkok 2 years ago during a sting operation by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. Boot has sold weapons to a long list of clients, especially in Africa, where he supplied advanced weapons to Liberia's former strongman, Charles Taylor, now on trial for war crimes. Boot's extradition to New York has created tension between the U.S. and Russia, which claims Boot is innocent of the charges. Once in a U.S. courtroom, there is speculation that Boot would expose his links to Russian intelligence agencies and other larger arms traffickers that operate freely in Russia. A Moscow source told Germany's Der Spiegel magazine, clandestine arms sales are made through many companies started by former Russian intelligence agents. In October 2009, a French court convicted Russian-Israeli businessman Arkady Gayamak in absentia. Gayamak had made $800 million in arms sales to foreign governments. In the 1990s, Gayamak bought weapons for Angola that were shipped through Belarus and the Ukraine. The arms dealer was sentenced to 4 years in jail, but today is a free man living in Moscow and writing books about antique furniture. A new generation of electric cars are about to hit showrooms. The Chevy Volt with an advanced hybrid engine will be arriving at car dealers in early December. A few weeks later, Nissan will launch its all-electric vehicle, the Leaf. Later in 2011, Ford will introduce an all-electric version of its popular Ford Fusion. California is expected to be the hotbed of interest in electric cars, where the state is offering a $5,000 rebate program for those who buy electric vehicles. For now, those new cars are limited to a 100-mile range per charge, and buyers must purchase a home recharging kit that costs $3,700. In anticipation of the new automotive technology, the city of Los Angeles has updated 400 charging stations and will provide electric car owners incentives like free parking. Electric cars currently cost substantially more than conventional vehicles. But Nissan points out that their Leaf model will have low maintenance costs, with the price of recharging the car's 24-kilowatt battery at $2.75, less than a gallon of gasoline. Over the next generation, the Union of Concerned Scientists has high hopes for electric vehicles, sales of which could account for 3-5% of the new car market by 2020 and possibly 15% by 2025. E, the environmental magazine, reports that Japan remains the leader in electric car technology. Since 1990, the Japanese government has invested over $100 billion in new electric vehicle technology. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Chris Ferriero.